Bahraini authorities arrested more than 20 people over holding protests in the kingdom. Police say the detainees are accused of attacking security forces and blocking roads during protests, including those in the lead-up to the Formula One race. A police statement says security forces are still searching for other suspects. It, however, failed to specify when the arrests were made. The tiny Persian Gulf kingdom has been witnessing an anti-monarchy uprising since February 2011. Manama has responded with heavy-handed security and refuses to heed the protesters' demands. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Franklin Lam, who is an international lawyer who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Lam, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you assess, you know, this escalation? I was speaking to somebody earlier on, a Bahraini activist from London, who said now we're essentially seeing an escalation of the crackdown after this Formula One race.
Well, if you look at the history in the last, since the last, actually, February 2011, yes, there is an increase. What was it, last month, something like 14, and then the recent arrests. There seems to be an escalation, but there's also a movement, a groundswell, if you will, of insistence on human rights in this British-created family-run entity. So I think in all, the prospects are pretty good, but the regime is getting desperate. And there's two recent developments, actions really by the regime that I think the warrant, frankly, the United Nations taking this on. One of them is when they turned down Juan Mendez. For the past year, he's been trying to get in there. He is, as you know, the UN Special Rapporteur on torture. He's turned away. This reminds us of the Zionist attack on another UN Special Rapporteur in the case of Richard Falk, who were graced here in Lebanon that he's here this week. But in other words, ignoring international law, the other thing that's extremely troubling is that the regime has now adopted the so-called sanction remedy of stripping nationals of their citizenship. Absolutely a violation of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. There's no argument on this subject. You cannot strip a citizen of his national rights on a whim, and that's what they're doing. So I expect there to be a significant international reaction to that. But yes, I think this is going to continue. The people are serious, they're resolved, relentless, and it's not going to go away. The regime has got to address these problems. Mindful that it's got enormous support from Saudi Arabia and the Americans and the British, who love those negotiated contracts that Prime Minister Cameron, you know, negotiated with the Bahrain family last fall for $9 billion. The Americans are going to do another $6.3 billion with the Saudis and the Bahrainis to add to the $60 billion. So they're a wonderful, wonderful outlet for American arms and in exchange for petrodollars in this time of economic tension in the United States. So it's coming to a head. It's coming to a head. These crowds are persistent. They're not going to go away. More and more groups like Amnesty International are focusing on this. It's overdue. Where have they been before? A little bit. But they've got to do more. I think that this regime is toppling, and arguably in the next year, we're going to see some very significant dominoes fall in the Persian Gulf region.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Franklin Lam speaking to us live from Beirut. Pleasure.